Oh, you still have trust in me? This little incident, unknown to others, made a tremendous impact on one individual visiting the master. It is perhaps a perfect example of what must have transpired daily to innumerable others who entered the enchanted ambience of the sage of Arunachala. The late Dr. T. Sankaran of Bangalore was a devoted follower of the Maharishi. Some years ago, he sent us the following note along with his story. Having heard excerpts read out yesterday at our weekly satsang from the latest issue of your inspiring newsletter, I am induced to offer the enclosed account of a personal episode of another devotee of Bhagavan from my family for possible inclusion in the next issue of the newsletter. The following episode was recounted to me by an uncle of mine who was employed in Anantapur, which was in the Madras Presidency of the former British India. It was the mango fruit season and he left for Tiruvannamalai for the darshan of Bhagavan Sri Ramana. He took with him a basket of mangoes to offer to Bhagavan. He changed trains in Madras and then Vilupuram, arriving in Tiruvannamalai at the very moment a heavy downpour of rain started. Since the train halted only for a short period at the Tiruvannamalai station, he alighted in haste with his baggage and rushed out of the ticket barrier to hire a bullock cart. Having succeeded, he proceeded to a hotel in town, checked in, and was about to take a bath when he discovered to his dismay that he had left the basket of mangoes on the railway platform. Running out of the hotel, he found the same cart that had dropped him off still waiting for another fare. Haunted by the fear of having lost the mangoes, he thought to himself, "Oh, Bhagavan, what have you done to me? Is this how you care for your devotees?" He engaged the cart again, rode to the railway station in the heavy rain, reached the spot where he had earlier alighted, and found the basket still sitting on the platform untouched. The fruit was all cleaned by the heavy rain. Relieved, he returned to the hotel, took his bath and felt refreshed, and then went straight to the ashram with the offering. When he got up after prostrating before Bhagavan, sporting a graceful smile, the latter asked him, "Oh, you still have trust in me?" My uncle was nonplussed by the humorous remark, but Bhagavan put him at ease by asking him to join the party going out to the hall to have lunch. Bhagavan also sat near him, and when the sliced mangoes were served on the leaf plates, he took an extra piece and offered it to my uncle with extreme love.